මීළඟට ෆයිසර් මුස්සප ගරුමන්ත්‍රයතුමාට විනාඩි නමයක කාලයක් තිබෙනවා.
I am thankful that I'm given an opportunity to speak a few words. When we talk about drug abuse in this country, as much as enforcement, we have to give credence to the social factors. Yesterday, I forwarded a bill restricting social media platforms for children under 16. Social media today is a platform where you can have access to anything. So I believe children, even with regard to addiction, they cultivate friends today, not in schools. They cultivate friends through social media. People get married through social media. People from Facebook. So we talk about moving with the right people. We are very concerned that our children have good friends, go to good schools, and protect our children from physically engaging with others so that there won't be drug abuse. But unfortunately today, the drug mafia has entrenched every part of our country, and also they have targeted schools. And today's society, there is a lot of pressure. So people feel to move away from pressure, the best solution is drug abuse. But unfortunately, today we have failed to address our children, the youth of this country, the ill effects of drug abuse. Every day we are confiscating large amounts of drugs. I would also here like to thank President Maithripala Sirisena. During his tenure, he started the war against drug abuse. You all have continued it well. You all have also brought drug dealers from other countries, which further strengthens the cause. The Minister of Public Security is here. I would like to for him to address a certain issue. If you take the United States, if you take UK, there is a legal framework where the law enforcement officials pretend to be part of the drug cartel, infiltrate them, and go to the source. Unfortunately, Honorable Minister, we don't have such a mechanism. So I would ask you to look at other jurisdictions where law enforcement officers pretend to be drug lords. They infiltrate the drug mafia, and then we go to the source. Until we have such a legal framework, we won't be able to go to the source. So if the minister can look at, or if he can appoint a select committee specially to look at a legal mechanism and how we could have a mechanism where we could penetrate the drug cartel. All over the world they have succeeded by penetrating the drug cartel. And also, I would like to address a very, very serious issue. Social media. Today, social media, social platforms play a very vital role. There are dark rooms. Even to commit suicide, there are sites where you can go. There are various sex sites. There are various sites where you can even buy drugs. So, how our children have unlimited access to those sites. So I hope the government and the opposition will help me with regard to the bill of restricting use of social media for children under 16. Already, Australia and UK has brought about legislation. If we do it, we'll be the first in Asia. I didn't bring it to take mileage, but I know that we need to have a bipartisan approach. Because children today are addicted to social media, addicted to their phone as much as some are addicted to drugs. Today when you go, our children don't spend time with us, they spend time with their phone. They have no friends, they have only the phone, their friends also through the phone. So when we look at the question of drug addiction, the drug problem, social media is the platform where they engage with others, where they discuss matters, where others, we know how many children, pornographic photographs have been taken and some of the children have committed suicide. And there are various parties which are advertised through social media. And those parties are drug parties. Unfortunately, we don't have a mechanism to police it. So I think if we are going to eradicate the drug problem of this country, we have to look at social media platforms which drug cartels use to attract children and youth. I have seen today various drugs are used by various walks of life. Heroin and ice is used by certain strata of society. Cocaine is used by the higher strata of society. So every class of society has a different drug to facilitate their want. But the end result is that we are destroying our youth in this country. Unless we take serious measures. I think this topic is not political. This topic is not political. I think we need every member of parliament to be active in this electorate. Go to their schools, go to the temple, go to the mosque, go and speak with the priest, go and speak with the cardinal, go and speak with the Catholic priest, go and speak with the Maulavi, and see how we could work together as a community to eradicate this problem. Because what is the story does the drug cartels take? You can live in a fancy world, your worries won't be there. So that is why you see them being attracted to drugs. But unfortunately, we have all the minister, I asked the Honorable Minister, as much as steps are taken to police it, the social factor, the police can be used, the community-based police can be used to educate the communities the ill effects of drugs, because they have been exposed, they know more than any other person. I recently went to a meeting in Colombo Central. The police were, all what they were reporting was how many people who they have caught with ice. But unfortunately, drug cartels, the actual drug cartel, nobody knows. So I beg everybody to work together in attaining that goal. And I would like to again tell the minister, we will support you all in bringing any amendment where we can have decoys, we can have persons. You need local and international. You need our people to go and engage with cartels, because unfortunately Sri Lanka is being used as a transshipment point. And also, it is also done in high seas. So once again, I'm very thankful that I've been an opportunity to speak with regard to this issue.